We continue while learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Yaakov ben Pinchas to Leo. We are in Ne'ilah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Parim Hanisrafim, Ustrim Hanisrafim. Question is, when does Me'ilah apply to the Par Manasrafim, which is the Par of Yom Kippur, or the Par Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, who brings, if he made a mistake in his halachic ruling, when it comes to something potentially that would be a Chiyuv Kares, and there's the Par Helam Davashel Tzibur. That's where the Sanhedrin made a mistake, and most of the Tzibur followed their Psak, as we learn in Maseches Harios. So the Par Manasrafim, or Seir Manasrafim, what are the Seirim, the goats that are burnt? Let's say the Seir of Yom Kippur, which we know is Asher Olav HaGorol LaShem. That's not the Azazel, but the one that's shechted and is a carbon. But the whole thing is supposed to be burnt. Or the Seir of Avodah Zarah, where Beis Din made a mistake regarding a psak halacha regarding Avodah Zarah. They permitted something, and they realized it was an erroneous psak. So they have to bring a Seir of Avodah Zarah. These parim, these Seirim, which are all burnt, they're kache kachim. The dam is sprinkled in the heichal. The emurim fats are placed on the mizbeach achitz or the mizbeach anachoshes and the azara, but the meat and even the hide of the animal, the skin, is burnt outside Yerushalayim in a place called the Beis Hadesh, and that's why we call them the parim hanisrafim and srim hanisrafim, because they're going to be burnt. Even the meat and the skin is burnt. Malim b'hen mishahuk deshu. So when does the meila begin? Once we designate them as kadosh, as karbanos, so that's when meila begins. Nishchatu, once they're slaughtered, Hukshiru lihi pasel b'tvul yom v'mechusar kippurim, that if a tvul yom or mechusar kippurim touch them, once they were shechted, so they become tamei, not before they're shechted, a tvul yom mechusar kippurim touches them while they're alive, so the animals that are alive are not tamei, don't become tamei, but once they are slaughtered, so then, yes, a tvul yom and a mechusar kippurim will make them tamei if he touches them. Uvelina, as we said as well, lina means where the sprinkling was done too late after Shkia. Who's a daman? Once you did the sprinkling, chayav of the blood, chayavin alein mishum pigul, no servitame. If at, you know, obviously you can't eat these, so pigul means where during one of the avodos of the carbon, the Kohen had in mind to be maktir the emurim outside lezmanam beyond their time. And anyone who would eat from any of the bus or any part of the animal after the hazor would be chayiv kares. And no sir, beyond its time. And of course, tame, if the person has tumas aguf, going to be chayiv for eating kachim betumah. Then, umalin bahen bives hadeshen, which means that this me'ilu will apply even when the buster, even when the meat is sitting in the Beis Hadeshen, outside Yerushalayim, me'ilu will still apply. Why? Because the Kohanim can eat it. So what point does me'ilu end? Ad she yutach habasar, until the basar is completely burnt, and now it's made into pretty much coals, charcoal, then the mitzvah was done, and me'ilu will no longer apply. Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet Ha'ola, an olas behema, part of kachim kachim, we know it's entirely burnt on the mizbeach, except the hide is given to the Kohanim. Molin b'mishuhukdusha, the chiyuv of me'ila begins once you designate it as an animal. Nishchata, once you slaughter it, hukshrali pasil b'tvul yom v'mechusu kippurim v'lina. We know this already. It's now prepared and ready, potentially to become disqualified by tvul yom touching it, v'mechusu kippurim touching it, olina if the zrika was done beyond after shkia. Nizrak dama, once the zrika is done, chayavin aleh mishim pigel nosu v'tame. That kicks in after zrika. Ve'ein mo'alin ba'ora, after Zrika Sadam, there is no me'ila that applies to its skin, because the Kohanim, that's like the basar. Even though it's an ola, there's no basar that they get because it's completely burnt. But the skin of the animal of an ola, the Kohanim zochin, they get to keep it. It says in Vayikra Zayin, or ha'ola asher kiv la'kohen lo yihyeh. So there will be no me'ila. The same way there's no me'ila by basar after the Zrika is done, if the Kohanim eat the basar, there's no me'ila regarding the ore of the ola once the Zrika is done, because the Kohanim get to use the skin. Avo mo'alin bebasar ache yetze leves hadesh. But me'ilah will apply to the meat, because it's completely burnt, until it's brought out to the Beis Hadeshen. What is the Beis Hadeshen? So we learn that in Mishnah Beis, different opinions what that means, till you take it out, till Trumas Hadeshen, till Otzah Hadeshen, etc.